not miss a practice.
How many of those have you gotten?
Eight.
Eight. So you've never missed camp practice?
Nope.
What's your secret?
No secret, man. Just trying to keep my job. Can't make the club in the tub.
Kevin, can you talk a little bit about the Bills? You know, you play them twice a year. Just having so many new faces, coaching staff, how different they look.
Yeah, I mean, usually we always talk about leading into the game. Like on Monday, with division of the game, Bill will say, you know, it's a team we know very well. And, you know, this past Monday, it's a team we don't know very well. And it's true just because of all the new faces, new coaching staff. It's a team we've really had to dive in to the film and kind of see what they're about, see what they're doing this year. Obviously, some of the personnel we know, you know, with Tyrod Taylor and McCoy, some of the guys up front and Clay, but it's a lot of new guys. So we've just been locking in on what they're trying to do personnel-wise, who's in different places, how they're trying to hurt you. So guys are taking that as a challenge to get to know them as good as we can.
The guys you do know, how dangerous are they, whether it be Tyrod Taylor and McCoy, and you're still trying to do your job and making sure the back end is right?
Very dangerous. We've seen these guys for the last couple of years, and that's always tough. You know, both of these guys, you want to get as many guys to them as possible. One-on-one tackles against Taylor and McCoy all day probably won't work in our favor. So we just want to try to get everyone to the point of attack. Be ready because, I mean, a play can end up anywhere. It can start to the left, outside run, and end up back all the way on the right side. So we've talked about that as a defense, trying to get all 11 guys to the ball once it declares and everyone trying to tackle well.
You guys have won 13 straight on the road. Why are you guys so good on the road? What's the key to success?
Honestly, we don't really think of it any different than being home. It's kind of just a preparation throughout the week. Honestly, I don't know why we've had that stretch where we've played really well on the road. But I think it's us just trying to stick to our process, stick to what we do. On the road, it's kind of, I think you have a mentality of it's just us. When you go into a different stadium, you know, there's no home crowd. There's no energy coming from the crowd for your side. So I think we understand that mentality. But I don't know the secret kind of why we've been able to win and play well on the road.
What's it like going up there to play? It's not your normal NFL stadium. It's kind of small, intimate. What's it like playing in Buffalo?
We say intimate. It makes it seem so friendly. It's it's not really friendly for us up there. You know, it's fun though. When we pull into that stadium, there's nobody happy to see that bus pull in there. A lot of middle fingers, a lot of mouthing words because we can't hear around the bus. We got our headphones on that. Doesn't seem to be compliments of any sort. So their crowd comes, and they come loud and energized for Buffalo. So, but it's been fun to go there and get that atmosphere and being, you know, kind of in that stadium where everyone else is against you. We know we have to kind of play well and get going early or they really get into it and makes it even harder to win there. So to me, it's one of the most underrated stadiums for us when we go on the road and play at, because like you said, it's smaller, but definitely a very loud stadium.
How much do you think Stephon's looking forward to going back?
I'm going to give you the Bill answer. You got to ask him.
How hard is it to get Tyrod Taylor to turn the ball over?
It's tough, I mean, because he has a strong arm. He's able to make all the throws. And then I also think because of his ability to escape the pocket and make plays, he doesn't really stay in there to make a bad throw. You know, he's not really trying to force it into bad situations because if you don't rush the right way and you open up a gap instead of making a throw into double coverage, he just moves up in the pocket. If somebody frees up for him to throw it, he throws it. If no one frees up and the lane's open, he takes off and runs. Even if it's for a 4 or 5 yard gain, he understands he'd rather do that than to try to throw a ball into a bad situation and maybe end up with an interception. So I think it's his ability and also his mentality of understanding what's best for the team. He really understands, you know, we'll live for another down to make a play. So that's why you see he has a very low turnover number, and you know, I don't think that's going to change Sunday. I don't think we're going to come in here, go in there in Buffalo, and he's going to just be throwing the ball up. He understands taking care of the football. So if we do get an opportunity, it might only be once or twice. We got to take advantage of it.
Playing against a mobile quarterback like Taylor, how does that change things for you guys in the secondary? Obviously, it makes a pass rusher's job a little bit more difficult trying to corral him, but how does it change things for you guys back there?
You just got to be ready to cover a little longer. We can say all we want, keep him in the pocket, keep him in the pocket. But, I mean, he's talented. It's going to be hard, you know, for our guys up front for every play to make sure, you know, he never leaves the pocket. It's just too tough, you know. So there's going to be times, you know, where a play is going to extend and we got to be ready to get on our coverage on extended play, what we call plaster our coverage and get to guys and get on them. And we've talked about that, you know, not quitting on your coverage, not relaxing, staying on, because they know that he can extend the play. And you see the receivers either turn up field or if they're deep, come back and try to get open and give them a lane to throw it to him. So we've talked about that, of making sure we stay on our coverage. But it's tough. It's not easy. You know, we're going to come here and say keep him in the pocket, plaster our coverage, but it's very tough to do that, you know, play in and play out.
Devin, since week five, no team, you guys have allowed the fewest points in the NFL of any team. Just curious, what do you attribute the defensive turnaround to?
Execution, just playing the defense better. I think we got better and we focused on what we were being coached to do and what we needed to do game plan wise, and we just played it better. You know, it's crazy that it's that simple, because it's like, well, why didn't you do that the first 4 weeks? But I think everyone just stuck at it, didn't kind of fall into how the game was going and get on that roller coaster ride. Everybody just locked in and focused on their job and trying to do their job better. And, you know, overall, that made us a better group.
You guys are up to, like, 11th in points allowed, and this is the first week all season that you're no longer 32nd in defense. You're now up to 30th. I mean, is there a certain pride in the way you guys have moved up there?
Honestly, I didn't know any of that. So I would say, I mean, there is some pride, but you don't have time. Like, we don't look at that stuff. You know, we're just trying to go by game, you know. So, like, we looked at last week, and it's like, well, you know, it was good, but, you know, this play could have been better. Like, we talked about this play that came up. We should have been way better at that. So, I think for us, we're so focused in game in, you know, playing that game, then reviewing the game, seeing what we could do better, then getting ready for the next game, that the overall stats, you know, we know we're playing better, but we don't, you know, we don't really know. Just like early in the season, I wouldn't have known where we were. I knew it was bad. So I think we go kind of really off that, you know, how Bill comes in there, what he says we need to do, what we do in our defensive meetings, what we do in individual meetings. It's not, you know, we don't come in here and say, all right, guys, we're 32, let's get to 30, and then once we get to 30, let's get to 25. Like, we just don't have time to do that.
You guys have a lot of leaders on the team, and I just wanted to ask it just about Brady and just, you know, still at his age and how, what you notice from him in terms of how he helps set the tone, you know, for all the players with his approach.
I just think he's always prepared and he's always super competitive. So for any guy coming in here, you see that, you see, you know, that's the standard here. And I've always said that, you know, my rookie year coming here, that was the greatest thing that I learned, was all our best players had really the best work ethic, prepared the best, understood the most about whether it was offense or defense or special teams. So when you looked at them, you understood, you know, like, if I want to be a good player, if I want to be a leader someday, like, these are the guys to follow, whether it be Brady, whether it was Vince or Mayo when I first got here, Mankins. They were the guys that everyone turned to if they had questions about their position group or about another position on their side of the ball. So Brady sets that standard. You know, it kind of starts with him, and it's not him always having to say something. It's just his approach day in and day out to always be ready to go and play at a high level. I think everyone sees that, and that's what we all aim to do.
Brady wasn't at practice, at the media portion of practice today. Is there ever any concern when he's not practicing?
No, I mean, he always does what he needs to do to be out there. Takes great care of his body. You know, mentally, he's always prepared. I mean, you saw that last year. We missed the first four games and came back like he had been there all season. So that's one guy for all of us on the team that you shouldn't spend any extra minutes worrying about. As Brady, he'll take care of himself and what he needs to do.
Devin, with a back like McCoy who can make guys miss, what is the best way for a defender to prepare for him?
Hope that you get three guys with you at all times. You know, he's just so tough in open field. I've been playing him since college where, you know, we had calls where you got him in a phone booth and, you know, you come up with just his towel. So you just want to get as many guys there. And, you know, there's going to obviously be some one-on-one opportunities in the game where, you know, you just want to keep your leverage on him and take your shot and try to make that tackle. And I think everyone else has to realize that when a guy gets a one-on-one shot on him, it doesn't mean slow down. It means, you know, let's all get there. If he makes a miss, let's all, you know, try to get him down after that. So, you know, for 9 years now, he's been a very tough back to try to take down an open field, and it's going to be the same thing Sunday. But I think, you know, we need to have the mentality of all 11 guys on run plays need to be in that coach's copy of the film where we talk about, you know, getting to the ball and trying to gang tackle him.
Devin, you reached out to Greg
Schiano this week? No, I haven't. But I think it's terrible, the news and what happened with, you know, that whole thing. For, you know, I mean, I played under him for 5 years. Great character, you know, coached us the right way. Huge on discipline. So to see something that kind of came out that, you know, wasn't fair to him, that was, you know, really untrue. And, you know, the time we live in where social media has such a huge impact, you know, kind of lost a job over that. It was terrible. Thank you. Thank you.